So Rich, has been a great day today. You know, we've seen John Grogan and John Hendry down here, you know, who've both been talking about how great this is for the, you know, the local area. So for the club, what exactly, you know, is this 3G pitch going to mean in the future?
Yeah, it's a special day, as you say, Jamie. There's lots of advantages to the pitch. We'll get more people playing football. Participation across the community is a really big thing for us. All ages, including veterans, men and ladies. But it's also the quality. You can see from the games we've had on this pitch, the technique's much easier to learn, particularly for the kids. So it's both the technical ability of the players and more people playing football. That's what we hope to achieve.
Yeah, because Hendry was speaking in his post-launch speech about how in his day, you know, this sort of facility didn't exist and how he thinks this is really going to help the club. So Ilkley, I'm guessing, will be hoping to really develop their own talent in the future through this.
Yeah, no, exactly. We take kids from 5 and 6 years old and they get coaching through the club until they're 18, 19. And we want to help them become the best they can be, fulfil their potential and start playing senior football and help the club move forward at a senior level as well.
Yeah, and obviously the senior team have used this pitch a few times. Obviously just the other day beat Leeds Medics and Dentists 5-0 in the West Riding Challenge Cup. So it shows the first team really like using this field, don't they?
Yeah, I think it'll make us more attractive. I think the players enjoy playing and training on here. It'll make us more attractive to players who want to move on and do better things with their football, and that's got to be a good thing. You know, we want to get to the top of this league and compete and then move on to the next level as well, so we've got big ambitions.
Yes, yeah, so obviously I remember speaking to you a few weeks ago and you're saying that, you know, Northern Counties have had a look at this pitch and, you know, given the recommendations which are needed to be able to step up to semi-pro level. So obviously, as you say, the future now is to try and get to that level, isn't it?
Yeah, there's lots to do. There's, as you say, the league came and looked at the pitch, and the pitch is suitable. It qualifies, but there is more to do. We need changing facilities. We need a little spectator stand, and we need to be able to sustain a semi-professional team, which you've got to be paying the players something, and all the infrastructure that goes with it. So there's lots to do, but this is a big step on the way that we've got a facility like this.
Yeah, and obviously when you step up to that level, what you need as well is people coming down, you know, to generate some money into the club. And, you know, today was very much a community call for everybody to come together for the official opening, and you must be impressed with the turnout. There's a lot of people down here.
We're a big club, you know, we've got 500 people playing football for Ilkley every week. When you look at the parents and the supporters that come along with that, that's 1,500 people who are involved with the club. What we need to do is really get behind the first team. You know, yesterday they got through to the semi-final of the County Cup. That's the furthest Ilkley's ever had a team go. We need to encourage people to come down and support and really get behind the first team and the club, and we can push on a lot further.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Richard.